Hey guys, so today is February 22nd, Monday. You probably can't hear the birds, but I can. I have tossed my windows open, and I'm just going to pretend it's spring today. That's how I'm going to live my best life. Anyway, wanted to let you know that for this week, I'm not planning to do a Eunoia. You're welcome to go back and to review some. If you don't have spoken for Ellsworth memorized, I recommend going back over that one. If you're on Patreon, I am going to be putting up those memorization sessions as one session, and another session will simply be the entreaty repeated 3 times for you to focus on. Anyway, the reason I'm not doing Eunoia for this week is because for the month of March, which I love because the first day falls on a Monday, I'm using those naughty and nice words and phrases that you sent to me. A new one every day. Now, if you found me after I started collecting those, go ahead and send me both a naughty and nice word or phrase to focus on for 2021. Now, you can't cheat and send me 2 naughty ones. You can't be shy and only send me a nice one. It has to be 1 of each or it goes into the bin. So, no Eunoia for this week, but plenty of other fun stuff is quickly coming. I redid Trist, just in a new place with a new microphone. I figured it was time. That will be released to patrons and likely put out on YouTube as well, and the podcast. I have another one called Soliloquy. It's an interesting session. The induction for it is conversational, which I know a lot of people enjoy over the typical relaxing all through yourself. So that one is coming. Plus another kind of out there one. And because I think it's important, a few vanilla-ish ones, similar to the ones dealing with imposter syndrome and confidence, those will be coming out too. Finally, the bedtime session for patrons. I should have the Q&As up. Well, the Q's come from me, the A's come from you, but I'll explain how to use those. And it is my goal that for the month of March, those who want that personalized sleep session will have theirs done. I think that's about it. I've been creating quite a bit. My producer is a little bit behind with editing. That's yet another reason why I decided for this week. You know what? Let's get prepared for March. Let's get ready for the next step, and let's get some of this other stuff done and in your ears. I am still working my pocket pet. The biggest problem I'm having with it is I actually can't think of a really clever trigger word. If you have any brilliant ideas, or hell, at this point, even if they're not brilliant, send it my way. The trigger will be, well, I guess there needs to almost be 2 triggers to make this a lot of fun, right? So first trigger is for shrinking down to be about pocket-sized. I've come up with ideas, but the more I sit on them, the more I feel like they're almost like those B movies that they used to show. Ooh, I might be giving away my age. Though to be fair, I will say I was actually too young to be watching these movies. Those B movies they used to show on Friday or Saturday night. They were supposed to be horror. They actually were scary. I guess that also depended on your age. But I keep thinking all of the trigger phrases or words I come up with are just campy. So that's why I'm going to use you. If you have a great idea, especially if this idea of being shrunk down really appeals to you, let me know. Let me know what trigger phrase you think would be great. Also, let me know if you want credit for it. I have found, while of course I would only use first names when talking about people, that some people love hearing their names, and other people, well, they're a little too shy to have even their first name used. So that's why I'm kind of careful about the shout outs. So, oh, that was my phone. So anyway, let's wrap this up. All that to say, no Yinoya for this week, mostly because I have all of March that I'm planning out. If you did not participate in the naughty and nice words, and thank you to my dear Nicholas who helped me put those in a great format. If you didn't participate and you still want to, go ahead and send those to me. Patreon, if you're on there, is actually somewhat the easiest way for me to see messages and just click on down through them. But you can use email if you like, or put a comment on WordPress or YouTube. I'm a little bit slower getting back to those, and I know that's terrible, but it's mostly because I just can't sit at my desk all the time. And I don't know, I feel like I just get sucked into it. So, okay, I think that's it. You need to let me know how your February has gone. You need to let me know if there's something that you're really, really wanting. I'm kind of open. I'm in this fun, creative mode, and I do love co-creating and working with others. I have more of the vanilla-ish sessions, like I said, that will be coming out, but I do have, and I know it's not usually my thing, but I do have a JOI one coming out that I actually quite enjoyed making. It's also in the process of being edited, but when it's done, it will be on Patreon only. I will put a link to it on the website as well, and I'll put a trailer out just so the rest of y'all know that it's a thing, but I won't be posting it on YouTube because we don't need any drama, and it's not really something you listen to on a podcast. So, okay, have a wonderful day. Enjoy your Monday. Be ready for next Monday when we start into our words for our March. And if you have not memorized Spoken for Elswith, I demand you do so. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I demand you figure it out. Bye for now.